With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has reported to the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for his annual physical. The results due for release later today should be closely scrutinized as the 81-year-old stands for re-election. Former President Trump won the Michigan Republican primary with ease. And while Joe Biden won the Democrat contest, the results highlight a vulnerability ahead of November.
Votes for uncommitted, with a campaign organized by activists disillusioned with Biden's handling of the war in Gaza, garnered over 13%. Or over 100,000 votes. Michigan has the nation's largest concentration of residents of Arab American descent. Lexis Zaydan with Listen to Michigan spoke at an election night watch party in Dearborn.
Everybody all over the country is standing with Michigan, and all eyes are on Michigan.
Former President Donald Trump won the Republican Michigan primary. Trump heads into Super Tuesday, having swept all five of the first states on the Republican primary calendar. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, a Seattle City Council meeting has been crashed by illegal aliens.
The group from South America demanded housing, saying it could be paid for with money earmarked for police. At one point, the group started chanting, causing the council meeting to stop. One council member says she felt physically threatened. A new poll indicates that illegal immigration is the top issue among voters. The Monmouth University poll found that 8 in 10 Americans across party lines see illegal immigration as a serious problem. Over 50% support the construction of a border wall. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And faced with a flood of illegal immigrants and rising crime, New York City Mayor Eric Adams suggests it's maybe time to reconsider New York's sanctuary city status. Stocks trading lower this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 92 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 77. This is SRN News. If you live in the Southwest, Franklin Graham might be coming to your town.
The popular evangelist is preaching the gospel in 10 cities in the region, part of his God Loves You Frontera tour. This weekend, he makes stops in Presidio, Texas, and El Paso. Then he's off to Arizona and California. Graham says, quote, "I can't think of another region of the nation that needs hope more than this one. Everyone along the border is overwhelmed. I'm coming to tell everyone about Jesus Christ and how he can make a difference in our lives." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom announcing an ad campaign urging voters in several Republican-controlled states to speak up against laws designed to prohibit out-of-state travel for abortions. The multi-state campaign launched Monday with a TV commercial about a measure under consideration in Tennessee. The abortion trafficking bill, sponsored by GOP state legislators, would make it a felony for an adult to recruit, harbor, or transport a minor to get an abortion without parental consent. SRN News. In Hawaii,
Governor Josh Green says the fund for Lahaina wildfire victims will also pay those who were hospitalized with severe injuries. Families of those killed will receive $1.5 million after their eligibility is confirmed. Those seriously injured would receive a share determined by the judge. Green says the fund is an option for survivors who might be considering suing the state of Hawaii, Hawaiian Electric, or other utilities and landowners for their role in the blaze. Maui County has confirmed 101 people died from the August 8th wildfire. 2 people are still missing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Price hikes for cars and trucks, which helped fuel inflation for several years, are slowing and in some cases actually falling, helping to cool overall inflation, giving frustrated Americans more hope of finding an affordable car or truck. More details at SRNNews.com.